Now the story of an Iraqi musician who has brought his art to America. Rahim Al-Haj is a musician from Iraq. He was imprisoned and tortured for speaking out under Saddam Hussein's regime. Al-Haj eventually fled to the United States and was resettled in New Mexico. In 2015, he was given this country's highest prize for traditional and folk artists, the National Heritage Fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has this story.
Rahim Al-Haj plays the stringed instrument called the oud, the ancient Middle Eastern precursor to what eventually became the guitar. On his album Letters from Iraq, Al-Haj uses his oud, string quintet, and percussion to turn letters written by Iraqis living through war into music. One was from his nephew about going to get a haircut.
To have a haircut, a car bombing happened near the barbershop.
Most of the people ran when they heard the explosion, but his nephew couldn't. He has a disability and can't walk or run.
Everyone's crying and body parts around him, and he's scared. He was in tears. It was just a very moving story.
Rahim Al-Haj told his nephew he wanted to turn the boy's horror into music.
I told him, hey, Fuad, I'm composing your letters. And he was, can I hear it? And so I give it to him, and he started crying. And he said, can I bring my friend so we can hear it together? I said, wow, he's just like, how beautiful is that? He felt like he's a human being, and he's violent. You know, he's something in this world. He's not negative and just disabled kid. Nobody gave attention to him, and he felt like his life is better like anybody else.
Al-Haj believes that in telling these stories through music, he can transcend the barriers of language and culture.
I remember one time they asked me, Rahim, how could you translate these letters to notes instead of language? So I said, when I speak it in Arabic, you don't understand it. But if I talk to it in emotionally, you grab the meaning of it. And that's why I translate it to note versus language.
Al-Haj's new album, One Sky, deals with another brutal period in Iraq's recent history, the Iran-Iraq War that devastated both countries in the 1980s. For this project, Al-Haj collaborated with an Iranian musician and a Palestinian American. Rahim Al-Haj was trained as a violinist as well as an oud player in what used to be the greatest city in the world to study the oud, Baghdad, says Hisham Shami.
His story is quite interesting. This is someone who performed at length with Munir Bashir, who is probably the best oud player who ever existed. Here is someone who got admitted to the very, very prestigious Baghdad Conservatory of Music, where only a handful are getting accepted, and ended up being here in the U.S. as a refugee.
Shami is an ethnomusicologist. He's also a musician and a specialist in Iraqi music. He says Rahim Al-Haj could play super virtuosically if he wanted to. Shami says Al-Haj has made a conscious decision to create more accessible music for a mainstream audience.
He works with the string quartet or quintet, and maybe in a very cliche way, ends up volleying back and forth between the oud and the string quartet, passing the melody back and forth. His melodies are very simple. One should not, however, forget that music doesn't need to be complex in order to be beautiful.
Or to tell important stories, says Rahim Alhaj.
I promised myself to be a voice for the voiceless people, to tell them, could you please listen to our voice? Could you please give us a chance to tell you the story of what happened here, because you never heard that in the radio or never saw it on TV. And please give me a chance to explain what's going on.
Each story is one more step in Rahim Alhaj's long journey to transform the chaos and pain of war into beauty. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.